As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
So we're about to start texting with and for Bailey, who was supposed to go on vacation with her husband and another couple. The other couple has bailed on them on this vacation, and Bailey thinks it's because of an awkward joke her husband made, and she wants to try to explain to them that it was just a joke. Do I have that right, Bailey?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah, just kind of uncomfortable, and it really sucks because we just became friends with, like, another couple. We don't have a lot of other couple friends, and we've been hanging out with them a lot, too, and it's been so great. And, yeah, and basically we invited them on a trip that we're going on, like, on Saturday. My husband, like, rented a beach house near Destin, and we were like, oh, we should invite them. And so, we did. And my husband and I, we literally were, like, hanging out with them, a few days prior going. And I don't know what he was thinking, but he just, like, passively made a joke how we were, you know, swingers. And I was just like, why would you say that? But anyways, that happened.
And he was like a typical
right.
Ha-ha husband joke with the new right. Couple friend.
Oh, it'll be a great vacation. Now's a good time to tell you that we're swingers. Not so much.
Make sure to schedule your wax appointment before we hit the beach.
Oh, my. I was livid. I just couldn't believe that even came out of his mouth. But he did it, and literally the next day, the wife of this couple that we've been hanging out with, she texted me and just, like, kind of abruptly canceled on going on this trip with us.
Oh, and you think it's because of the inappropriate joke and that they actually think you guys are swingers, are going to try to make a move on them when you guys do this couple trip together?
That's what I think. I don't know for sure, but I really want to, like, reach out and just be like, hey, you know, is there any reason, you know, why you could have, you don't want to go with us anymore? So I really just don't know how to go about asking this.
You know, based on most of the scenarios that we have doing texting tutor, I think this one's going to be fairly simple.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think she just confesses that, hey, I just want to let you know if that's what you are offended by. It's just a total and complete joke. But if you're the couple now and you're not really believing that Bailey is authentic, then you're saying no, no matter what anyway.
Unless there is something else that you have completely glossed over and or just haven't, you're oblivious to as to why they backed out, and it has nothing to do with the joke.
Yeah, maybe they just don't like you.
I mean,
that's even worse.
That's kind of what I was saying. Abby nailed it for me. Thank you.
I don't think they would admit it, though, unless we, like, directly asked that. Because mm-hmm. if that is the case, I feel like they wouldn't come out and say, like, if you just said, okay, guys, you know, why are you not going? I feel like they would make something up before mm-hmm. they would say, oh, it's because mm-hmm. of the swinger joke.
So you think that we should, when we start texting, we should nip it in the bud right off the bat, just going, hey, if the reason why you guys aren't going really is because of my husband's bad joke, I just got to tell you, that's exactly what it was, a bad joke.
I feel like that's the mm-hmm. only way we'll get the truth.
Yeah.
But it is kind of taking a shot, because if that's not the reason, then it looks awkward.
Yeah.
But I don't think they would be honest unless we go that route.
What was the reason she gave, Bailey?
When she text texted me?
Yeah, when she canceled going on the trip with y'all.
She just said that actually something came up. She really was not that detailed. That's why this is making me so nervous.
I mean,
yeah.
So how far out was this vacation scheduled?
Prior to her telling me she couldn't come anymore.
But, yes. I mean, was this like going to be in a couple of weeks? Was it going to be in a couple of months? Like, is it believable that something just came up?
I mean, honestly, yeah. Because, yeah, like, we kind of invited them a little, like, last minute. Because we were like, hey, why not? Because we were hanging out. And we were like, hey, you should come with us and stuff. So, like, it's possible. But they were so up for it. Like, when we first invited them, they were so ready to go. Like, they were like, bags are packed. Like, we're told that sounds like a great trip. So, I don't know. It wasn't, like, super far out in advance. So, maybe that could be the reason why. I don't know.
I certainly have been flaky enough to get all enthusiastic when somebody raises the suggestion. You're like, yes, we are going to Vegas on the 3rd for sure. And then I get home and I check my calendar and I realize that I already got plans on the 3rd. But you say that. You're like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that I'm going to be blank on the 3rd. You don't say like something came up.
Yeah, it's more of a cop-out. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Bailey, so give us a second here, and when we come back, we will start texting your friend and try to clear the air. All you can do, really, and all we can really do is speak our truth here. If she buys it, great. If not, then you're going on a vacation by yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll start texting Tudor next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.